Books and Arts.
Johnson. Mother Tongues. Forcing immigrants to learn English can be counterproductive.
Lev Galinkin left Soviet Ukraine as a 9-year-old in 1990. With assistance from HIAS, a Jewish organization that helps refugees, his family made its way to Indiana. In America, not having English felt like having a massive stroke, only instead of being sent to the hospital and getting help, you have to go out and get a job. His experience suggests immigrants don't have to be told how important it is to speak the language of a new country. They are more painfully aware of it than natives can ever know. Yet they are often assumed to need coercion. On May 16th, for example, Donald Trump vowed to ensure that immigrants to America learn English and pass a civics exam before arriving. Such strictures might seem to serve national cohesion. In fact, the wrong policies and tone do the reverse, as Vicky Fuca of Stanford University found in a study of German Americans living a century ago. With its large German immigrant population, Ohio was the first of several states to permit teaching in German alongside English. By 1900, some 4% of elementary school pupils in America were taught at least partly in German. After the First World War, anti-German sentiment led to the end of those programs, and in Ohio and Indiana, even to a ban on teaching German as a foreign language to young children.